Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 17th through the 24th and talk about what's going to happen in everybody's astrological sign. And it's another big week, so here we go. But there's not so much information. I think I can kind of get this down into a basic, quick and easy, breezy way to show you guys. We'll see how that goes. But what we have going in this week ahead, we have the sun moving into Aries on Sunday, the 20th, and kicking off the spring, or marking, I should say, the spring equinox. This puts the sun in 30-day cycle in Aries and really focuses us on that new, fresh feeling that we all get in spring and the ability to focus in on what it is we want to go after. It's a lot of momentum behind that that feels really good. And the following day, on Monday the 21st, Mercury enters Aries. So that turns our thinking to these topics of, you know, what is it I want? What's going on with my body, my image, my brand, my name? And I know it sounds selfish, and most of us are not in that mode all the time, but it is a really good time to seed things that are going to get your needs met. Mercury will be traveling in Aries from the 21st until April 5th. So it's going to go by pretty quickly with that. So you do want to take advantage of the Mercury themes there and get into talks and meetings about the things you're trying to move forward on. And if there's any writing to do or agreements to deal with or sales to make or interviews or offers or decisions, then this Mercury phase is going to help push that forward. So the week ahead has definitely got a lot of momentum in the Aries energy, and it lights us up and gets us motivated. It takes it out of that kind of, you know, strange land of Pisces. And I'm not picking on the Pisces because they're wonderful, but, you know, with all the crazy karmic south node and Chiron and eclipse energy that's been going on in Pisces, this is going to feel like a fresh burst of energy for all of us coming somewhat out of that phase with these two energies. And then as this momentum gets going in the week ahead, what really I think kind of links into it, even though it's in a separate part of the sky, is that by Wednesday the 23rd, we have that full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, which is opposite Aries. And every time we have something opposite that is activated, it kind of plays back and forth, ping pongs, if you will, across the zodiac with the energy. And so this big full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd, this is about big climaxes with key individuals in your life. So, you know, this may have to do with what it is you want at this point going forward and what's going on with your body or your image or your brand and all this. So when we are working towards bringing this thing to fruition by Wednesday in Libra, it really means focus what you can as you're getting in there to further your own things that are happening. Focus in on the business partners, focus in on the romantic partners, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, the advocates, you know, key relationships. That's what Libra rules. It also rules balance and justice and higher aesthetics. So there may be something coming to fruition in one of those areas, as well as something climaxing with one of these key relationships. And as you guys know, a full moon brings something either to an end, so you could end the relationship if it's no longer working, or you could wrap up a project you've been working on with this person, or you could end an issue that's been going on between you so that you feel like you've reached some new understanding. This full moons also bring climaxes by way of achievements and celebrations. So there can be some kind of really, you know, yay, over the top, we did it, we made it, we're this, we're that kind of thing going on with one of these people. And the fact that it is a lunar eclipse makes it about three times more powerful than the normal. And so these are really epic high points. So if you've been working on something or towards something, or you're ready to end something or wrap it up, then you can plan on seeing this kind of escalate by Wednesday, and you want to put in the effort in the days leading up to that. And on the day of this lunar eclipse, a lunar, a full moon eclipse is with the moon opposite the sun. So we have the sun sitting on Mercury and the moon opposite Mercury. So Mercury is tied up very strongly, very powerfully into this moment, which leads me to believe that there is a big decision or a big offer or a big agreement or sale or something about your writing or your interviews or your talks or meetings that flavors this whole brew going on with you and this other key person. So again, you know, if you're waiting on that news or information to come through about what's going on with this person, if you're, you know, needing to get in there and have that talk, then this week is just a super, I'm going to say it, duper powerful week for you guys to do that, okay? And what else? The other thing that is going on in this week that I feel like is a pretty big deal is that it's about Saturn, okay? There's two things about Saturn going on. First of all, this is our last full week of Saturn going forward in direct motion, which means the things that we are trying to achieve, the things that are about our responsibilities or our dealings with these higher up people that we're trying to push into forward motion through Sagittarius themes like legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, travel, wedding, foreign, religion, or political themes. These are still in forward motion in this week ahead. So if you still have new things, new horizons, new people, new ideas to push out there, this week is very important because we, even though it's slowed down, it is still, you know, not retrograde just yet. It's going to go retrograde on the 25th of next Friday. And so we want to take advantage of still having some potential for brand new things. Once it's retrograde, we'll really be focusing on then getting in there and getting into everything we need to do about what's already been set in motion or going back to past situations or opportunities or issues and working on them. Okay, so it's our last full week of Saturn in direct motion. We are going to have the second Jupiter square Saturn configuration happen in this week ahead. And this is happening on Wednesday, the 23rd. Yes, same day as that lunar eclipse. So it's a very big day. So Jupiter squaring Saturn. This started back on August 3rd of last year. And so we've been in this process of Jupiter trying to push us forward and Saturn trying to get us serious about what's happening. And maybe limiting us or slowing that growth down enough so that we get everything right. That's the positive way to look at that. And so, you know, here we are at the midpoint on Wednesday, March 23rd. So it is an important time to really look at what's going on with Jupiter in Virgo, what's going on with Saturn in Sagittarius. So I've already talked about the Saturn and Sagittarius stuff that you really need to get serious about in this week ahead. The Jupiter and Virgo side of that equation is that, you know, there's if you really want to feel happy or feel like you are prospering or feel like things are open and there's some growth opportunity for you in this whole situation, then you really need to get in there and either tend to the details or take care of the paperwork or focus on your job situation, or do something with a coworker or the hired help in any situation that you're dealing with, or you need to focus on whatever's going on with your health or a health, you know, situation, opportunity, whatever. Maybe it's something good, maybe it's something, you know, that needs to be tended to, or anything going on with animals or organizing or cleanups. It's Virgo, man. They're honest. They're straightforward. And so, you know, we really need to get in there and look at, okay, so we want this to go this certain way. Well, then what do we need to tend to? You know, if we want to get the serious legal situation taken care of, then maybe we need to deal with the paperwork or the hired person that's going to help us with that. Or do we need to are we trying to travel and do we need to get time off the job to do that? Or is there, you know, something going on with, sorry, I started doing readings at 11 today and finished at 6, so my talking ability is Interesting tonight. Look at the combination between the two sides. There could be things you need to deal with your health, and maybe getting the legal stuff done with the insurance policy or whatever's going on with that. And onward and onward. So look at where you are in that mix. We still have forward momentum with Saturn. We have this big square pushing us to turn a corner, and the final Jupiter Saturn square will be May 26th of this year. So we're not too far away from wrapping up whatever has been challenging us to take that next step up. And I did want to include, when we're looking at this week ahead, Saturn days, besides, you know, the whole week being flavored with forward momentum and this big peak on Wednesday, the 23rd, we will have an aspect to Saturn on Monday, the 21st, when the moon in Aries will square it. So it's going to give you a little kick in the behind. And so either you'll be pushing yourself or pushed, you know, emotionally over what it is you're trying to get done here. And that's probably a good thing because it'll nudge you out the door a bit. And then also on Thursday, the 24th, the day after that Jupiter-Saturn square, we have a really positive opportunity aspect forming between the moon and Libra and Saturn. So this is the day when, yes, you can get into that talk or meeting or sign the agreements or make the sales or interview or hear the news or offer or make the decision with that, you know, key person who's involved in the situation. So there you have it in a nutshell. That's pretty good, fast little intro, isn't it? Yes, it is. Because I say so. All right, so here we go. Going through the signs in this week ahead. Aries, major week for you guys, lovely week for you guys because all this energy flooding into your sign finally. So, you know, it can be really kind of wonky for the Aries when there's so much energy in the sign right behind them because stuff can go on that can be like, what, huh? What was that? So, you know, Sunday and Monday, you start to see this shift. It is going to start to call you out, get you out there into life a lot more than you have been. Get you back into your health and vigor, get you in there talking and pitching ideas and meeting with people and signing agreements. It's going to go by fairly quickly, so dive in, make it count for yourself, and then work towards what you want to achieve or end or celebrate or wrap up or breakthrough with a client or partner or agent, attorney, specialist, a competitor, opponent, or other key person by that eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd, major time to close doors that you're ready to close or to really get to that top rung of what you're trying to do there. And remember that Mercury is all moving through your sign on that day in connection with this eclipse. So really important day for making decisions and having the talk and pitching ideas and you know, signing agreements, sales, all that stuff that we just talked about with Mercury in conjunction with this eclipse. So go for that. And when we look at Saturn in its last week forward and then this square with Jupiter for Aries, you know, just straight up, you guys really do want to get serious about anything you still need to put into motion when it comes to the legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, foreign, import, export, wedding, religious, political themes. Think higher, expanding of the mind zone. That's where it's at for Aries. So if there's still something to do, this is the week to do it. And on Wednesday the 23rd, that square is going to really push things to show you what really needs to happen now when it comes to the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, the job, the health, the pets, or anything that you are pushing for in some way to organize everything or, you know, simplify or clean up or tend to the details and some over something big here. So expect a push in this week when it comes to those themes. It may be, you know, intense at times. I don't see it as dark kind of energy at all. But, you know, powerful and important that you show up and do what you need to do about these themes and realize that it'll probably be around the end of May when you're really starting to turn that final corner with it. For Taurus, you know, happy spring this week ahead and happy Sun and Mercury moving into your 12th house. And so, you know, for Taurus, this may give you a bit of a reprieve, a time where you can kind of start to pull back a little bit from everything you've been doing and rest a bit. And if that's not you, if you can't rest and take it easy a little bit more, then this can really mark a time where you get real busy behind the scenes on some kind of project. So it could be the film or the music project or the painting or the dance or the poetry or, you know, any muse-related theme. It could also be that you get really pulled into research and you know, working on your strategies behind closed doors. It could be that you really take the time to focus on healing or hospital needs during this time frame. Would be a good time for you guys if you do need to go to the hospital to have anything done, or if you're trying to kick a bad habit or an addiction, really important time to focus on that. The energy will kind of work with you to help you do so. Also can be that you just find that you can have more time romantically, kind of getting away or closing the doors and curtains, you know, whatever it is you can pull off here. It should give you a little bit more time to focus on that. And anything in your spiritual realm that you want to focus on, this new shift on Sunday and Monday is definitely going to kind of make it about, you know, getting back into the meditation or yoga or you know, prayerful side of your life. So very, you know, a lot of different kind of topics there that happen behind the scenes and really pull you into alternate realities a little bit, but in a good way. And so this is where you should be kind of showing up and talking and meeting and putting yourself in the mix and going for it. And as you build in this week ahead to this full moon lunar eclipse and this big crescendo, which can either mean something finally wrapping up or a big ending or some kind of celebration or achievement with a key individual, it is going to be about your job. So you might, you know, finally land that big job you've been pursuing or wrap up that work you've been on, or maybe you decide you're quitting a job, or, you know, maybe there's a big promotion for you at work. This can be about your health. So again, if part of what you're doing is trying to kick out bad habits or addictions, you might really see some progress on this 23rd via the person that you're doing this with. It could be about, you know, turning the kind of wrapping up some kind of issue that's been going on with an illness if you've been going through something like that. So whatever you're trying to end or achieve health-wise, you want to work towards that with key people, trainers, doctors, whoever. Work and health, it also can be about a big climactic high point with some kind of paperwork situation you're involved in as that finally wraps up or comes through. It could be about some big deal thing going on with one of your coworkers or the hired help. And it can also be about something with the animals in your life. So, you know, whatever you're trying to achieve or wrap up, big moment, and you keep the communications going on this day involving that new 12th house area that you got pulled into on Sunday, Monday, which means talking and meeting about what's going on with your research or development or strategies or what's going on with your artistic projects or your spiritual practices or your romantic moment, you know, might be tied into this, or something with healing or hospitals and all of that. So big day that you want to work towards with that. And then when we look at Saturn in this last forward motion in this week, you know, trying to either get serious about or deal with limits and responsibilities about the eighth house is what's been going on with Taurus. So you have one more week of this. So really any responsibilities or serious forward momentum you need to have with the loans or the settlements or investments or insurance or taxes or alimony or child support or any other major financial theme that's kind of in your hindsight, then this is the time to get in there and do what you can in this week ahead. This is also in the personal side of your life. Anything that you've been kind of feeling you want to move into that next level with your sex life or reproductive needs, divorce or mortality issues or third-party situations. And so, again, you know, if there's something to deal with or something that you're going after, some kind of something that's intense there, then know this is the last week with that kind of energy. Once it goes retrograde on Friday, next Friday, the 25th, some of the burdens and limits will ease up during the months ahead. And then you may just be either kind of getting in there and dealing with whatever you've created so far in those realms, or going back and reclaiming something from the past or reworking something there. And as you go into these topics in this week ahead, know that Wednesday the 23rd is that big peak day where Jupiter squares Saturn. So that gives you that added push with the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, third party, or mortality issues that involves either a lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit and some kind of big detail involved with all of that. So step up, deal with it, push it if you're the one pushing, and that's your week. For Gemini, you know, the sun moving into Aries on Sunday, the Mercury energy coming there on Monday the 21st, this is really going to kick up social energy for Gemini, you know, so you get to go into the spring equinox as, you know, the person that everybody wants at the party or online or in the group and gathering or out with your friends. And so this is can really be a genuinely wonderful time for Gemini starting on this weekend on Sunday. And you'll have 30 days with the sun there. You'll have until April 5th with Mercury there. Really good time to get in and meet new people and to have talks and get together with current friends and groups and what you're doing online and all that. Really good if you're trying to deal with agreements or sales or writing or interviews that involve any of that. And you can expect to hear from a lot more people too, I would think. And also I would say, Gemini, a good time for you guys to pursue aspirations and anything that makes you feel free and alive and awakened during this time frame as well. So pull it up, get involved. It's time for you guys to dive into that section. And as you go into this week ahead, then, you know, this sits opposite where this big eclipse is happening on Wednesday the 23rd. So, you know, as you kind of move into this and you're talking about what you're going to do with the party or gathering or group or friends or online or in any of these aspirational ways, you're going to be working towards some kind of big, epic high point that involves a key individual and is about either a creative project, your love life or lover, the kids, or a recreational pursuit. So this is a really big time for you guys to celebrate and reach some kind of climactic high point with them over one of those themes, and it comes through and you're, you know, it's the achievement. Or it's a time to wrap things up you've been working on in these areas or to mark endings if that's where you are. Very powerful. So keep communications open and focus on what you want to climax in those areas by Wednesday. And when we look at Saturn in its last forward direction week in this week ahead, for Gemini, this is in your relationship zone. So means romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. So you may have one or a couple of these people that you're dealing with right now. And, you know who you are. So if there's still something, if there's a responsibility that you still need to tackle, if there's a commitment, if there's an authority type in the mix, if there's, you know, something that you need to cement in a forward-moving way with one of these people or about one of these people, try to get in there and still get that ball rolling in this week ahead before it retrogrades. Once it retrogrades, some of that weight and some of that energy around that is going to ease up a bit for you over the months ahead. And then at that point, you're just going to be dealing with whatever you've set in motion or going back to old stuff. So, you know, this is kind of an important week for anything you still need to do here. And by Wednesday the 23rd, Jupiter squares this. So you're kind of at that turning point when it comes to this other person. And whatever the big thing is you're trying to do when it comes to your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your parent, a roommate, or the family. And so, you know, face where you are in that story that started last August and really know that, you know, you've gotten until the end of May, but this is a big week, this one that we're in, for really kind of trying to turn a corner with some of this stuff. So focus on the details, focus on the paperwork, the hired help, the coworkers, the job at hand, the health or pet needs in the mix there, and see what you can make happen. All right, for Cancer, I have to take a sip. Hold on. It's because I've been talking all day. But it was a great day of talking. Okay, so Cancer, This week, as the sun pours into Aries on Sunday the 20th, Mercury on the 21st, and they both start to boot up the Aries part of the sky, this is going to really highlight things that can go on the career front for Cancer, around your reputation or fame or achievements. It can be about personal goals you're setting in motion. So if you want to get healthy, join a group, I don't know, whatever, whatever your personal goal is, then definitely use this week to start to put this in momentum. This can be really good Kickstarter stuff for you guys. And then this is also the area that rules those authority figures you deal with in your life. So the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, whoever that person is that's in that authority position with you. And so, you know, here's the time for you to start showing up, getting involved, making about what you can take the lead on with goals, career, authority types, getting your needs met, getting into talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions about it. So be proactive. And as you go into this week and you're starting to push into these new territories, you're going to be building to this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd. And this is bringing that big climax for you with one key person. So again, could be the partner, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the specialist, the, you know, client, whatever. And it's for Cancer, it'll be focusing on that big thing happening in the home or about the home with the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the parent, the family, or the roommate. So are you trying to end something with somebody over something here? Are you trying to achieve something? Is there a celebration to be had here? Work towards what it is you would like to see happen by reaching out to these key people and bringing it to its climactic high point by Wednesday. And know that Mercury is all over this. So you need to talk about your goals. Talk with those authority figures. Talk about if there's some career pattern in interlaced with all of this, and go for it. When we look at Saturn in its last week in direct motion for Cancer, you guys really need to focus on what you need to get serious about with the job, the health, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, or the pets. So whichever one of those things is big in your mind right now, you still have this week ahead where you can get some more forward momentum with that. It is slowed down and it is a little bit challenged, but you, if there's any last pushes to make into new stuff, this is the time to do it. And by Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter squares Saturn, you have that turning point with the Jupiter-Saturn squares that have been going on, with something focused on that job, health, paperwork, coworker, hired help, or pet situation coming through the big news or meeting or talk or decision or agreement or sale or writing. And for some of you Cancers out there, it may even draw in things involving brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So push what you need to push. Expect to see some kind of shift in this story in the week ahead. For Leo, you guys, you know, this is moving into your ninth house of the higher expansive mind, the sun and Mercury on Sunday and Monday. And so this kicks off weeks ahead for Leo, where it is about showing up and getting involved and getting into those talks and meetings that are about media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, that are about your legal needs or your educational pursuits or travel plans or foreign interests or anything that involves ceremonies, weddings, religion, or politics. So, you know, you're putting the word out there, man. It's time to expand the Leo's horizons. And so you want to make it about you, and you want to get in there, show up, get involved. As you are building in this week ahead towards all this stuff, you're going to be building to this big climactic full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday, where there is the big decision or offer or agreement or sale or something with your writing or speaking roles or the talk or meeting, and the big choice that, you know, that might be coming down or you may be making. And so, you know, this will involve a key relationship. So, you know, the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, or any other, maybe the competitor. So work towards what you want to see end. Work towards what you want to see achieved and celebrated. keep the lines of communication, especially Leo. This is a very strong communication field for you guys. So keep it open and work towards what you want to see peak here. And when we look at Saturn in its last week of forward motion, Leo, this is, you know, this is playing out in your fifth house, which is a great house to be in. You know, everybody likes the fifth house. It's about true love and children and creativity and fun. So, you know, what's not to like? But Saturn is trying to get you to push one last week with serious stuff. So if there's still some responsibilities or some kind of structuring that needs to go on here, or still some ambition or authority figures you need to deal with here, whatever cementing and serious energy around those topics, this is your last major week in entering into brand new territory with this stuff. And then once it goes retrograde on the 25th, next Friday, then you're going to, you know, see some easing up on those heavier sides of what's going on in your love life and your creative life and with the kids and fun. And it'll, you know, it'll be a lot more smoother sailing for a few months. But during that period, you'll either be kind of getting in there and fine-tuning wherever you find yourself, or you'll be going back and reworking something from the past or releasing it or whatever. So forward momentum in this week ahead. And by Wednesday the 23rd, that Jupiter square, at that turning point of the Jupiter square Saturn, you guys really want to focus on what the big topic is with income, possessions, or purchases in the mix. So is there some big thing you need to buy for the children or for the creative project or the lover or your recreational needs? Or is there income situations going on here that you really need to look at how you're balancing things between these things? And so figure out where you are, do what you can while you have this momentum to overcome any last challenges, and know that this story, particular story, will get past its last major obstacle at the end of May. All right, for Virgo. Virgo, sun pouring into Aries, Mercury pouring into Aries, Sunday, Monday, the 20th and 21st. This is going to amp up your sex life, your reproductive life, the divorce, mortality issues, third-party situations, or anything in the financial realm that you're really trying to dive in and go for, like you're getting the loan or dealing with the investments or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the taxes or insurance or commissions or royalties or alimony or child support or partner's money or blah, 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 blah. You get the picture. So this does put a spotlight on you guys. Definitely the time to go for this. So I don't know if it's the intimate, private side of your life that you're going to focus on, or this big financial picture, or both, but this will help you get in there and get into talks and meetings and hear from other people and really get this ball rolling. I shouldn't have said it that way, but you get the idea. And as you go through this week ahead, you will be building to this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd, which does bring that kind of major climactic turn, you know, end or achievement or celebration to light when it comes to a key person and your personal income or your possessions or your purchases. So you may be marking some big celebratory high point with a business partner as you reach that income level you wanted to reach. Or you might be dealing with an attorney to get you a better income than you've got. That would be strange, wouldn't it? Or you could be celebrating something with a client you know, that it ties in with your income. Or you could be deciding to end a certain way you've been making money. This can also be about, you know, maybe you finally get that purchase that you made and it shows up at your house and it's delivered, or you finally make the decision about what it is you're going to purchase or what you're going to do with all those possessions, or you get a possession return that you lost somewhere along the line. So there's all kinds of like epic high points that can happen in those areas for you, and you want to focus in on the key individuals who can help you make that happen. And you want to keep the lines of communication open about all that outside financial flow that's going on, or the intimacy or divorce needs, or the mortality situation or third-party situation in the mix, okay? And when we look at Saturn in its last major week moving forward with responsibilities and testing you and getting you to master that next level of things, for Virgo, it's really in the area that rules your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, or anything going on with your family, parents, or roommates. So everything that happens kind of transpires at the root of your chart. And so if there is still something that you need to deal with about your responsibilities or commitments, or what you're structuring there, or limiting or settling or whatever, then get in there and work on that forward momentum as you have it in this week ahead. And know by the 23rd, as Jupiter squares Saturn, it will do it from your sign. So something really big that you want or that is hopeful for you in the situation is kind of at that turning point this week ahead. If you look back to August 3rd last year when it really kind of started to move into place, and now here you are where you can kind of turn a corner a little bit and then expect this story to finally get to its last moment towards the end of May. Okay, so do what you need to do here for you. Okay, for Libra. Libra, you know, you have all of this energy moving into the sky opposite you in this week ahead. On Sunday and Monday, the sun moves into Aries and Mercury moves into Aries. So this is a very favorable time kicking off for you to get in there and to show up and meet and talk and make sales and sign agreements and pitch ideas and hear offers and make choices that are focused on what you need and what you're all about, but involve these key relationships. So it will be in there with that attorney or that agent or that specialist or that client or all your clients or the business partner or the romantic partner or dealing with the competition. So, you know, it's time to get in there one-on-one, Libra. You guys are so sweet with all that Venus energy, but, you know, you got to amp up the energy and get out there and do something with other people now, because it will really benefit you guys. And as you build in this week ahead, by Wednesday the 23rd is that full moon lunar eclipse in your sign. And so by this point, you should be seeing that you have achieved something for yourself and you're being celebrated, or you're celebrating what you've reached, or you're finally wrapping up something that's been ongoing, that's been, you know, involving your physicality on a day-to-day basis, or your image or brand or needs, or you're ending something, you know. So it's a big moment for you. So work towards that. Again, keep the line of communication open with those one-on-one key people, because they're playing in a big part in what you can achieve or wrap up or celebrate or end in this week ahead. When we look at Saturn in its last direct motion week, it is in your communication zone. So again, really important week if you need to deal with commitments or responsibilities or ambitions or higher up authority type people, and you need to get in and have a talk or a meeting or sign agreements or make sales or write or interview or field offers or make decisions. So, you know, get in there and look at those serious sides of Saturn. Also, on the mundane side of this, some Librans may be dealing with some last serious stuff that they're trying to get dealt with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, their vehicles, their electronics, their local activities, or short trips. So if that sounds like you, get in there and get serious about it in this week ahead. And then realize by Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter hits that second square to Saturn, something is going to be really pushing you that involves that behind-the-scenes stuff. So it could be some muse-related theme that's big in the mix here, like the film, the music, the poetry, the painting, the dance. It could be something in the spiritual realm that's part of this big, turning point with the communication. So your meditation, yoga, whatever. It could be healing or hospitals or addictions. It could be a romance, or it could be research and development. So whatever you need to push on there, or whatever is being pushed on there, know that you're kind of turning a corner with that this week, and that by the end of this story, you'll know more by May 26th. All right, for Scorpio, the sun moving into Aries on Sunday kicks off the spring equinox. The Mercury moves in on the 21st, and both of these guys are going to be amping up the energy in Aries. So for Scorpio, this really starts to light a fire under what's going on with your work, asking you to show up, get involved, have your meetings and talks and interviews and writing and offers and agreements and sales and all that. It is asking you to focus on health. So if that means getting fit and tone, or that means seeing a doctor or starting to work out at the gym or whatever it is you do health related, this is drawing you into it more physically and personally and saying it's time to meet with others and do what you need to do about this. So work and health are major in these weeks ahead. And also, if there's anything you need to do with getting paperwork signed, this will help you really push that through. If there's anything that you want to do with a coworker or hired help, this will help you push that through. And if there's anything you want to do involving animals, definitely the time to get involved with that. So show up, make it about what you can achieve there. And as you move through this week, the work of the week, you're going to be building to this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd that will involve a key individual and play out in your 12th house, but still be touching on whatever this sixth house topic of work or health or paperwork or coworkers or hired help or pets is about for you. So the big climactic thing is going to be in the 12th house having to do with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, something in the muse-related area, or something big climaxing in a spiritual arena with your meditation or yoga or prayers or whatever it is spiritually you're doing, something climaxing in a clandestine romance or a karmic past life romantic situation, something climaxing in healing or addictions or hospitals, or something climaxing in the research or development side of life. So whatever one of those things is occupying your space right now, work towards what you want to either see achieved and celebrated with the person who's at the center of that story, or work on wrapping things up so that you can put that, you know, to bed, or literally or figuratively, or work towards any endings you're trying to mark in those areas. So this is the week for that. As far as Saturn in its last forward week in Sag, for Scorpio, if there's still any, you know, major new things that you're trying to push forward when it comes to your income potential or your possessions or your purchases, this week is a really important week to still do that. Look at your ambitions, your responsibilities, the authority types in the mix, the any limits, anything that you just need to get serious about with this. And know that by Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter squares this, there's that push involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, your aspirations and original side of things. And so, you know, you kind of turn a corner from what really was starting back in August, and by May 26th we'll really finally conclude. So do what you can to turn that corner as your income is related, as your possessions or your purchases are related in that mix. All right, for Sagittarius, we have the Sun moving into Aries on Sunday the 20th, Mercury on Monday the 21st. This is totally about giving you guys a big push forward and getting you more involved and showing up in talks and meetings and hearing from others, making decisions, signing agreements, making sales, and all this stuff that's focused on your creative possibilities. So getting into creative projects and starting creative things on your own, really great time pitching creative ideas, making sales of your creative projects, all really good. This is about your love life, true love, and so diving in and getting involved. If you're single, really fantastic time to meet somebody new. If you're in a relationship, it can be a lot more fun during this time frame. You're kind of coming out of that wonky time and moving into this, which is going to be much more favorable and light. It can be a time where you're really getting more involved with kids. So it could be your kids or kids that you're working with or for, whatever. And can also be a more recreational time for you guys. So love, kids, creativity, and fun. Yay for Sag. And as you work in this week coming up, know that you're building to this full moon lunar eclipse opposite this that will peak on Wednesday the 23rd. So at that point, you'll still be in there, meetings, talks, and putting yourself involved either in the creative project with the kids, the lover, or the fun. But what's peaking here on this day, on Wednesday the 23rd, is this big climax that is social in some way and involves a key relationship. So this can be a big party or event or some kind of gathering, or it can be something that involves friends or associates or group activities or what you're doing online or with charities or astrology. And so, you know, if that's about your clients or your partner or your agents or your specialists, whatever, there's some kind of big thing that you want to work towards in this week ahead so that you see it achieved or celebrated or wrapped up or coming through or ending by the 23rd. And when we look at this Saturn energy in direct motion, it's in your sign, Sag, so it is the last big week of push for some of the added responsibilities that you've taken on, or feeling like you're really pushing yourself to master that next level on a personal or physical level, or if you've been feeling tired or fatigued, or they're kind of the same thing, you know. Yeah, sorry. Sometimes I just get in these conversations with myself. I can't. I'm sorry. If you've been feeling like any of that weariness or over ambition or whatever Saturn's been pushing you towards, this is your last week to kind of get in there and deal with that stuff. And then once it retrogrades on Friday the 25th, then you're going to see some things ease up for you, and it will only get easier and easier as the further, you know, back in its retrograde it goes. And you'll be working on stuff you've already set in motion or that's passed at that point. So again, any last big push for new things for you, this is a really important week to do so. And by Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter squares this, it puts a big spotlight on where you are as far as the career or the reputation or the personal goals or those authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor. And so if there's something to push with this as it relates to what it is you're trying to do, you'll see that where you're turning that corner since last August, and you'll know that the final one of these comes by the end of May. All right, for Capricorn, you guys, you know, Sun pouring in, Mercury pouring in on Monday and Tuesday. Okay, I got to slow down. On Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st. For Capricorn, this is definitely going to be pouring a lot more physical, vital energy into what you do in your home or with real estate, what you're doing about a move or renovation, what you're doing with your family, parent, or roommate, anything that is about rooting you, grounding you, giving you your sense of security. And this is several weeks that are going to open up and really put a spotlight on you. So you want to show up. You want to get involved. You want to have those talks and meetings, make those sales, sign those agreements, field those offers, make those decisions. Because this is where it's really going to help you put that further out, okay? And as you go through this week ahead, focused on some of this stuff, you'll be building to that full moon lunar eclipse on the 23rd, which means that by that time, you're really in there in this big way with one of those topics, but you see something climaxing on the career front or with a personal goal being met or wrapped up or with that authority figure that's in the mix, like the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, whoever that person is. So one-on-one, you'll be either celebrating the achievement here with the partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, opponent, or you'll be marking an ending or wrapping things up that are finally coming through. So big moment on the career front or with the goals or with the authority figures. All right, and as the last week of Saturn in direct motion, Cap, this is the last big push of feeling, you know, like your ambitions are on overdrive or you're really taking on a lot more responsibilities or you're feeling overburdened or limited in some way and tested about 12th house matters. And so if there's still something new you need to put into play, this will be the week that it happens. And then once it retrogrades on the 25th, things will start to ease up here. So as far as what 12th house topics are, they have to do with your artistic pursuits, your spiritual practices, anything going on with healing, addictions, or hospitals, anything going on with a clandestine romance or karmic past life romance, anything going on with research or development. So whatever you need to get serious about still in forward motion in this week ahead, do so. And know that on Wednesday the 23rd, there is that kind of turning point finally with what was really in gear back last August. As you deal with something in the legal, educational, travel or distant, media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political theme in the mix. I know it's a lot. But you know which one of those called out to you. And so, you know, turn the corner. There is some kind of corner to be turned in this week ahead. For Aquarius, all this energy pouring into Aries on Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st, kicks off several weeks for you guys, which is really going to get you way more active in your local community or with short trips. It's going to get you more active with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, more active in with your vehicles or electronics, and definitely in the communication realm, getting into talks and meetings and sales and agreements and writing and interviews and offers and decisions. You know, this is where it's at, and this is calling you guys to step up and really put yourself out there in the mix. It's your turn, and the spotlight's on you. So focus on what it is you want to say say or ask for or sign or sell, and really get in there and go for it. And as you go through this week ahead doing this, then you're building to this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd, where some of that is going to be really focal on that day. But the thing that is eclipsing, the thing that is coming through, celebrated, achieved, or wrapping up or ending, is going to be about something legal, educational, travel, wedding, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, religious, or political in the mix. And it'll involve a key person. It'll involve that agent or attorney or partner or client or specialist or opponent. So, you know, work towards what it is you need to get in there and cement and wrap up or celebrate and achieve as you work towards this during the week. And know that as the last week of Saturn in direct motion, that the focus is definitely any kind of serious things that still need to be moved forward when it comes to your friends, the group affiliations, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, any kind of social networking or gatherings or parties or events, and anything that involves your personal aspirations or freedom or original ideas. So, you know, Saturn's been trying to get you to master new things here, might have been limiting you or testing you in those areas for a reason. You know, you'll figure it out as you go along. May have gotten you more ambitious about who it is you connect with in those social arenas or about your aspirations. So if there's new stuff that still needs to happen, this is your week. Once it retrogrades on the 25th, things will ease up as far as anything weighty there, and it will also let you then go back and catch up to where you are or reconnect with old, you know, past people or situations in the months ahead. So on Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter squares this, that big spotlight with that social situation has to do with your financial picture or your sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, or mortality issues or third-party matter in the mix. So see where you are with that. Know that this, you know, back in August, here you are now at this kind of turning point. You've got till the end of May. For Pisces, week ahead is really going to start to pour a lot of energy into your income zone. Sunday, Monday, you know, with the sun and with Mercury. So this is going to allow you guys to start showing up and making money or putting yourself in positions where people are going to want to help you make money. You know, so you might get into some good interviews or auditions. Definitely a time for you to have that spotlight on you with the money flow. And also really big time for you to get in there and get personally, physically involved with what's going on with your possessions or your purchases. So you might be spending a lot too. And so, you know, as far as Mercury being there, if you need to talk or interview or meet or field offers or sign agreements or make sales, this is going to amp that up and affect you in some kind of forward momentum with your income, possessions, and purchases. And as you build in this first week, you will have this full moon lunar eclipse on Wednesday the 23rd. So you know, on that day, there will be this income, possession, or purchase theme in the air that you're showing up and talking and meeting or making decisions about. But what is climaxing is the other side of the chart, which happens to be about all the other financial themes in the mix, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the commissions, the royalties, the alimony, child support, or other kind of partner's money, whatever that financial theme is that involves a key person, like your partner, client, specialist, a competitor, opponent, agent, you know, whoever that key person is, bringing this thing to either fruition and you're celebrating what's going on with that financial thing that you finally achieved, or wrapping up something involving that or ending it. And besides the financial side of this for Pisces, there's a personal side. So some of you may not even have the financial side climax on that day. You'll have the personal side climax, which will be something big coming, you know, either ending or coming through in your sex life, with your intimate needs, with reproductive situations, with mortality issues, with divorce, or with triangles or third-party situations, you and the partner and the therapist, as an example. So you want to work towards what you want to achieve with these key people. in these financial and sexual and divorce and third party situations in the week ahead, and whatever it is you want to have some closure with as well, whichever side of that that you come out on, this is when there's this major moment with this eclipse on the 23rd. And when we look at Saturn in its last week forward here, for Pisces, it's been testing you guys to master that next level on the career front or with your personal goals or with what's going on with authority types like bosses and parents and judges and directors and such. So, you know, there may still be some new ambition pushing you in. Well, it's probably not new ambition, but there might be some ambition pushing you into some new territory there, or there might be some new responsibilities added to the mix, or something that you're trying to master in this week ahead. But then once it goes retrograde on the 25th, that's going to ease up some, and you're going to be able to just then really focus everything on what you've achieved so far, and or go back to any past projects or people involved with goals and career and authority types. So if there's still some momentum you need to gather with new stuff, this is the big week to do it. And by Wednesday the 23rd, as Jupiter squares this, it's going to show you exactly where you are with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, or other key relationship. And so, you know, take a cue from how far you've come with those goals or the career or the authority types since August. Know that you're at a turning point now and that this will be at its last climactic square at the end of May. So do what you need to do to turn that corner. And that is it, guys. Powerful week ahead. This is Zoe Moon, and I will be back next week at the same time. You can find me on Facebook always at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I hope it's a fantastic week, and I will talk to you next time.